Rishon, with the Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Kiel, and the Zayin, Rabbi Kiel, all these present, which seem to be not Levita nowadays, it's still considered that he's learning Halach. It's also considered like he's learning Halach. And I added, I made a Siman either one, not this kind of learning one, I want to actually learn Rabbi Page. This afternoon, I made a Siman, once on Erev Pesach, I added Meshechach. Meshechach says in Parshas Bo that although the Ramban maintains that the Chumah of Zera is much of pain, Beit HaChachamim, so the women of Chacham liked it. And if Afilu, I think he says Lashna Afilu Elio Bezino, cannot come to be Oak in the Chumah there. I made a Siman either one, not this kind of learning one, I want to actually learn Rabbi Page. This afternoon, I made a Siman, once on Erev Pesach, I added Meshechach. Meshechach says in Parshas Bo that although the Ramban maintains that the Chumah of Zera is much of pain, Beit HaChachamim, so the women of Chacham liked it. And if Afilu, I think he says Lashna Afilu Elio Bezino, cannot come to be Oak of the Chumah of Zera, something like that. But though you have a Bezin B'Shem Dor to be Oak of the Chumah of Zera, it's okay, an actual halacha. Nevertheless, Meshechach says that's only Bizman Azeh. Bizman she's going to be the Mizrach from Erev Yomeinu. The Chumah of Zera have to go by the board. Why? You have to know the need of the Zara, make a carbon. You just make a Chum Rebbe with the Zara. Khalili, maybe Chul Nazar. So the Chum Rebbe there has to disappear when Mashiach comes. That was Kibbutz Aram. Another reason to pray for the coming of Mashiach. That's the second response you have when they complain about Chum Rebbe there. The first one is to tell the women, you brought on yourselves, but also Israel Achmi Rata. The second is to tell there's another greater reason to pray for the coming of the Mashiach, the Binyan Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, I was explaining that it's halacha, not just halacha, what halacha, which was totally forgotten even zava. The mitzvah and Harav Yomeinu, the pitzchini didn't become halacha lemaisa once again. Yes, Joe.
The
mafurish
would
still be out of business.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be mafurish. My mafurish should be mafurish somewhere. The base of
Alright, so you went to me, so why the Ripan to go to the Minotaur? Alright? Now that you don't know, you can't know. You say it's not like this. Which day? How do you put on film? This way or that way? I mean, that's the one that's the only kind of little mice. So how can I have a mouth like this? What is a little mice? And I forgot. It was nishtakas and nishtakas what var? That's not a kash. Oh, so the Rambam is defended, beautifully defended by the Nesiv, that there shouldn't be a kash in any gemaras. But because of the Svara, for the Nesiv's great-grandson, came with the Svara, of why these two seemingly separate issues are related and how they're related, what the machlokes is. Who's the Nesiv's great-grandson? Anybody, any genealogy? Usually, you better know. You were there. I told you about it. I forgot. No, who's the Nesiv's great-grandson? Another sweepstakes. Except the Eric was the first sweepstakes you lost on. What's the next son? Sweepstakes. Who's the Nesiv's great-grandson? Who? Say louder. All right, no. Who? Briska Rav, correct. Revelva the Briska. He's the Nesiv's great-grandson, right? He's the Nesiv's daughter's son. You got me? The Nesiv's daughter married a Rafal Shapiro. And his daughter, their daughter married a Chaim. And then their son was involved with Briska. Briska was a great-grandson of the Nesiv. Well, you knew that the Beis Harav. I don't know why you have to know a little bit about the Beis Harav. It's that you're on the board if you got them. Yeah. Okay. So the Tiv's great-grandson, the Briska Rav, came to explain in his Kiddushim on Erechim. That's where it is. See, if you knew the Briska Rav, you knew if you had to set up somewhere and touch him. That's where this Svarmah Rav written. So this, in a stencil, what they call it, the mimeograph Shirim on Erechim. Wow. On Erechim, he gives a whole shot what the beer of the machlokas is between the Rambam and other Rishonim. Again, I'm going to talk the kids, so you have to look it up in the Chiddush. We just had it here yesterday. You have a tape of it? Beriches? Okay. You have a tape? It must be about a Rosh Kol. Okay. Real Kol. The Beriches is like this. The kids are Nimrus. He's like this. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says the din of nida. That's a regular nida. Then it says isha ki sozav dama yamim rabim below es nidas. Below es nidas. So what does that mean? That means the nida was considered normal, right? The normal period of time. And dama is what we call below es nidas. That's the term. Below abnormal. Not the time that she's supposed to see. So the minimum cycle which the Torah recognizes is 19 days. It's below as nidas. Below as nidas. Oh. So according to the child of Rav Rishonim, this is a special time. Below as nidas, which the Torah specifies. If you see down below as nidas, then it's in Zod. Okay? Once this time passes, then everything else, the clock goes back to normal. And we're back to what all the time goes back to normal. Everything is now considered as nidas. And therefore what happens? Any read which is seen subsequent to that point when the quote below as nidas elapses, any time seen after that is called what? It's called nida, whenever it comes. Whenever it comes. Huh? If a woman enters into the state of Nida, and then if it enters into the state of Zava, so what happens then? So she's a Zava. And how long will she remain a Zava? She remains a Zava forever. Because there's nothing to take her out of the status of Zava. We're going to say, days pass. So what days pass? Well, she's a Zava, so she has Shiva Nakim, a Safra, Shiva Zemachatita. Other than that, she's a din of Zava forever. No indication in the world, there's nothing to take her out of that state. This is the Pshat of all Rishon. So the other one said Pshat the Rambam. Rambam is exactly the reverse. The opposite, I'm telling the Kitzur again, the opposite of other Rishon. The Rambam learns that really the Torah spoke in an indirect way, in an implicit way, but the Torah spoke about Yemei Nida. About what we call Es Nidas. Sure, the words are below it. Now he doesn't take a word out of the Chumash Kasa Shom. He means, but the Torah is trying to say that there's an Eis Nidasa. If you see it in Eis Nidasa, then there's a status of Nid. Period. That's what the Torah is saying. See the Eis Nidasa, the Kumbha said, Eis Nidasa creates a state of Nid. Okay? That's the din. That's the real din that the Torah is saying. Number Mela, secondarily, comes out, that any time which is not in this category of Eis Nidasa, which the Torah was Koveya, that's called Zub. But in reality, what is the kumva say, if you will? What is the dogish chazak? Is on what? According to the Rambam, it's on Eis Nidas. And therefore, two things can result. Number one, this Eis Nidas exists. So she has 7 days of Eis Nidas, right? Which the Torah is called Eis Nidas. Then this is what they call the Ziva Vivit below Eis Nidas. Once that passes, what is it? What is it? So we say, it's again Eis Nidasa, which is an official time recognized by the Torah. Official thing called Eis Nidasa. And then presumably that'll pass. Because those 7 days, the Torah is carved in stone. It's a 7-day period, is what the Torah speaks about or means to speak about. And therefore, it's 7, and then 11, and then 7. Why 7? Because the Torah speaks of Eis Nidasa. Memela comes out that after the 7 is up, what happens? It automatically relaxes, if you will, into what's called the Yimei Zivasa, Lois Nidasa. Because Eis Nidasa, going around, that's a halacha. It's not just that Eis Nidasa, whatever, it's not below Eis Nidasa. But Kerek, going around the Eis Nidasa, that's the Koveya. Mimela comes out. That it's possible, if a woman was in a state of Zivas, she had the status of Zivas, and then all of a sudden, the calendar marches on, and we turn around, hey, wait a minute, she now just entered into Eis Nidasa, which is officially sanctioned and recognized now by the Torah. Whoops! If she entered into the Eis Nidasa, then the status can change to status of Nida, because it's officially Eis Nidasa. But according to other Rishonim, there's no such thing as Eis Nidasa. There's only thing called below Eis Nidasa, and everything else is just regular. So the Mele, Rav Elbel explains, so again I'm talking very quick, that these two shailas, A, when the time marches on indefinitely, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. Or, like other Rishonim would say, it's a 7, 11, and then blank. Right? For good. That's one shaila. And the second shaila, whether once the status of ziva is reached, there can be a change in status back to either before Shiva Nikim and Mikvah, are both part of the same fundamental question, which is, which side of the coin do you look on? According to the Arov Rishonim, we speak about below Esnidasa. That's what Torah specified. That's Pashup Chan the Pasuk. Below Esnidasa is the unique time, these 11 days. It's a unique time. After this unique time is up, so then we just go into plain, relapse to normalcy. Normalcy means normal, forever. That's the way it is. Okay? When do we go into normalcy? Only when the Abiyachar Titar. When either she's Tahor, either because she never saw any May Ziva, or she was Hashiva Nakim after Ziva. Then I go back into a normal state. That's called Yemei Nida. Yemei Nida is not really halacha. There's no such thing as Yemei Nida. It's just an abstract below Et Nidas. This is called the Rov Rishon. But we passed him that. So we assume. According to the Rambam, it's backwards. According to the Rambam, there's a positive halacha of Es Nidas, which is implicit from the Pasuk in the Torah. Memela comes out that I've 7 days of Es Nidas, then 11 days pass. Right? Nothing happens. Right? Then there's the dinner of 7 days. These 7 days are officially sanctioned, recognized days of the Es Nidas. And then they end. If it's officially sanctioned time, it has a parameter at the beginning and end. And once it ends, comes back to below Es Nidas. Because Es Nidas is a Chal Hashem. So you talk about below Es Nidas being when those 7 days are up. Memelin also comes out as Es Nidas is a Shem, is something which is significant. It can come and change its status. She was a Zova, but now Es Nidas comes, boom, she becomes a Nida. Riskarov wasn't going into the Gemaras. He didn't go into the, I'm just telling the Lumbus book. If you put the two together, the great grandfather, the great grandson, it'll come out of this shot of Pshat in the Pasuk. That's how the Riskarov starts off, as an equally important. But then he comes up with a punchline that's even more than equally important. He said that it's really the 7 days that is Koveya. Again, if you work with the bridge with the Netziv, it's Halach Moshe Sinai, so I don't know how it's going to fit in precisely, but I think there's not a contradiction. This is the Brisker Rav's Lumdus to explain the Machlokes to the Rambam and other Rishon. Okay, but just the Bekitta shouldn't walk out of there if the whole summer and say, well, ask you, you're going back to New Rochelle or Spring Valley. I'll ask you, what are you learning either? What's between Indian and Zelda? I don't know. We shiv in the Kiyam all the time. I never heard of it. I don't know what's the Rambam Shita. I never heard of it. I don't have to ask the Gemara, what Gemara? It's called Erechim. Oh, no. This is the, this is just a brief introduction to this topic. Yes?
I was going to go to the Rambam,
but everybody already turned, where did you start? Where did you start? Where did you start? What? Rambam, the only thing which doesn't stop it is pregnancy and childhood. That's it. Otherwise it goes for life. 7-11 marches on forever. On the first period until she dies. Start again, down either. Right, down either. It's down either. And it goes forever. Okay. This is just okay. This is same shot in the rush, the same shot in the Gemara. Now folks around the Rishon. Lamaisa. The very important din, which relates to all this, which the Rush quotes in the very next line. He writes like this. V'halki nami avinu di meitah di oledis. The Abba gab the time of Yerab, the Omab Nayan Echad, who Torah Timot, who Torah Tira, that's what you spoke about earlier. Came and Ika Yoledis Bezov, the Tzri Chashim and Akim, di meitah avinu nami achalki yaserik rabbi zeru. Holzam, the chazi di meitah, yasvel Hashim and Akim. Ubasahi Tabla Mishnaya the Bible. The Afghan will not make him not keep a Torah, came with the Asa Shivan Akim, the Sulukhazya is Shari. So arrived at Ramban, Gamken Kosu Shinanach Dam Torah, Kadesh Yavo Azava Lakal Tos. And if me will happen else to stroll, I shall Dam Tiba Kakarda, Shivan Akim, Shavu Dog, the Menil, the Meziva, the Roy, the Yavo, my father, Yavo Shlosha, Koshkin, Shishlava Shemi Yavo Adava, the Kilkul, Shemi Yavo Litos, Menya Metor, the Menya Shahami Metor. Period. Now, but daya nishar inyan al din torah, chenol din torah v'dav ashman. The machlokes, but the chumah the Rabbi Zeir extends to dam tor. What is dam tor? I don't know what it is. The pasuk in the chumash, that doesn't mean anything. The pasuk in the chumash tells us that if a woman has a child, that depends if it's a boy or a girl. If it's a boy, but it's 7, you made tumah no matter what, you let it. And 33, you made tar, which means no matter what she sees, she's tar anyway. Doesn't matter. If the girl, it's double. 14, you made tumah, and 66, you may tar. That's a pasuk says. So what this means is like this. When a woman has a child, she has a child, she hasn't gone to the mikveh yet, everyone agrees, she has to have shiva nekiyah before you're going to talk about anything. Because we're afraid, she's a what? Yoledes bezov. So that's it, no question about that. Yoledes bezov is another very complicated sugya. Yoledes bezov is a sugya in the earlier parak. It's kishui, koshi, and shofi, and all kinds of things. It's very complicated. We assume the chumrah, yoledes bezov. But let's say she goes to the mikveh. She has a baby girl, and she's staying for 5 weeks. She goes 6 weeks, she goes to the mikveh. And now there's another 40 days left till the 80 are up. So during that second 40-day period, according to the Baal Halachos Gedolos and the Rabbi Chai, she's Wuteres Lebaila, he or she sees that. Once she has Shivan Akim, after the Leda, you know, she has Tafskan Ria, if she went to the mikveh, so it's nothing. It's down top. Off in the puzzle. The other extreme sheet is that of the Ravid and the Ramban. That no, that's Chumrah the Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir's Chumrah extends to this din, and it's absolutely awesome din of the Gemara, and therefore there's no pula whatsoever, any damage is seen at any time, even though it's Tokyo Meitoa, Meitara. There's a compromise sheet. That is, that Enoch and Ami with Noeg is Asur, but not that it's Chumrah the Rabbi Zeir, but it's just Mishmitzad Minit, a Minit which is there after the Chasim as a town. Most poskim seem to hold this last view is the correct one. It's not part of chumah de Rabbi Zeira, and then it's not mutter. It's a minik shenagul lahachmir b'dam tor. As a matter of fact, even a shaila in poskim should she make a bracha after the tefillah. The woman had a situation where she had a baby, right, and then she went to the mikveh. After that's yoledes bezov, to be choshev for that, so she has to make a bracha. Then she had another bria. Within 80 days after having the birth of the girl, and she goes to the mikveh a second time, you make a bracha now. Some people say, how can you make a bracha? It's not medina de gemara. Right? If it's chumah, the Rabbi Zeir, like the Rav and the Ramban, Avani make a bracha. But what if it's just an extra chumah, which they don't, an ashtad and tzorah, they don't hold from gansim, so tzorah, menhaga. It's a whole shayla, you have to make a bracha. Lemaise, the post can say, you should make a bracha. Why? I'm not even sure why. Either they'll maybe we'll gabi bracha, we'll rely on the machmirin, pasuk of the Rav Zeir. Or more likely, they want to make confusion. You know, Chazal are very smart. But if you don't make a bracha, this causes a lot of zuzim. It was kibbutz, it was the shmini atzeres. You know, so they're showing them why they make a bracha and shtekah deyante. Shevol is azulebe. So the talmid shiets, why are you talking about? People would come to a zuzil just because there's no bracha. Why? I say, of course. Look around. Shmini atzeres, when there's no bracha on sukkah, people don't eat the sukkah. You bet. So you have to have a bracha. A bracha is something which makes things formalized. You start telling them to go to feel out a bracha, it's a hard psak. On an individual basis, you can make a psak, I know, but to make it to write in Shulchan Aruch, go to feel out a bracha, it's a hard psak, because it causes zilzul. It's no bracha, it's no port. So perhaps they rely on the nachmir in order to make a bracha, in order to avoid the zilzul. But the pasuk do say, one second, that there is makom lahakil, not stop. Obviously, you have to be machmir. This minig is also a chumrah. If you have a doubtful case, it's a kesem, and it's a suffix, what this color is, or a suffix, what's a gris, or all these kind of svegas we spoke of earlier, if it's within these days, if you made tar, if she went to the mikvah, then the post will more note to the hukum, on the ground that's not really me, also medina de gemar. Yes, Joe?
What's the halacha?
A different story. Well, Psachim, no? Another funny thing. Is it named Psachim? Is that more Psachim? Ave Psachim? What? Where's the Gemara? The Ravid quotes. The Ravid quotes the last thing is the Frisha. The 81st day is No. It's the Gemara of Fresh somewhere. No, where? Wait for it. Yeah. Cook your gill in a bag. I told you, it's an Arab summer. Middle of nowhere. There's a thing that no one knows those. Huh? Can't believe it, huh? Yeah, they don't have the spooks, I think. That's when they're in the sook of shade. Isn't that it? Yeah, someone misses a line in the middle of nowhere. The rivet calls it. Why do they call it a lalach? Rivet says it's a lalach. It's called a chumanara. I'm not sure. Could be. It's not a machal of fairish. I don't know. It's a shame. I'm not sure. You know, there is a shita which held a minig not to go tvila at all. So they have to 40 days for a boy and 80 days for a girl. So a boy doesn't really matter that much. So usually you wouldn't stop staying till then anyway. But a girl, 80 days, that's like very well. Sometimes the staying can stop well before that. So most Rishonim say it's a minig shtus, it's a minig betos. You shouldn't follow it. It's not really at all minig toes. It's based on a good source for it. It has to do with a very complicated sugya. And it's back on that Lama Zion here. Of you may lay the sheni rovem, all the shemini kiyum and that very complex and shach and other poskim. I'm not going to go into it at all now. The ma'isa we are making, but she's able to have a shemini kiyum at the earliest possible time. She may go to the mikvah. Yes.
Later,
this
whole thing is
the mikvah. She's a yotzei tzedek. No, tumas later, nothing.
No. Which way? She doesn't get kula either.
Only enough. So she'll have, well, what's going to happen is she'll have Don, and the Don will be Don Nevin.
You mean right, so she doesn't have Don either?
Right, no chumah, no kul. She's not automatic. But the one's going to lay the yabeshta, everyone talks about. The ma'aseh is always Don. From what I understand, it's always Don. You have to wait Shiva Nakim anyway. So the ma'aseh, that's whatever it is.
The Shiva Nakim can't count from the first 7
courses. Right, that's the whole shayla. Whether, that's exactly the sugya of Lama Zion. Question, whether it counts. Which one? Right, that's not counting. But this chum is counting. So, it doesn't fit. Also, according to the Shas, you have to go to mikvah twice. According to the Shas Keshman in the Ramah, he's going to mikvah after 80 days, and then go to mikvah again a week later. That's the state's feelings. It's not for now. It's very complicated. No. Make. What? Shiv and Akim, whenever you can have them, that's all. Whatever the first week or two, it's never going to happen anyway. Nah. Yeah.
How long did that last?
A month.
Month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, the reason for the reason
that you have to wait for the that closure. That's the reason. Alright. Alright, okay. No, they don't want to make it Osir and then Mutter and then Osir. They asked it and got 40 days after 1 day. Okay. You will forget. Okay. Huh? Could be. Alright. Now, fine. I want to touch one more topic today. We'll postpone discussion about our caucus. Until Monday. Probably when they see a shiur coming, so a lot of visitors coming up. So, I believe on Monday. Unless no one's coming. If I'm wrong, if no one is coming, we'll have a shiur coming. Tentative schedule for Monday. So we also have hakok, a very important topic. But there's one thing that's left, that's the sugya psichos hakevet. So there's a rush in Paragimel, Simon Aleph. Based on the whole sugi at the beginning of our Pelech, the question of ain't psichas ain't psichas a kever below dam. The rush passed at the bottom line, ain't psichas a kever below dam. Period. And this is quoted by Locha in the Shulchan Aruch. The pass ain't psichas a kever below dam. Psak la halacha. Now, as far as Yoledes doesn't matter really that much, the Maisa. But the big problem with a backwards twist, the famous, world famous Nora Biyuda. World famous Nora Biyuda. What is that? Well, we'll get to the Nora Machmir too, but let's talk first about Nora Biyuda. That is, it's quoted by the Bar Yashulchan and Lamed Al, page Reishman Al. Da'at na Rabbi Yehuda, sha'klal hazeh omer u'bein she'gram ha'psichu hu b'vifnim, from ha'polot tzvad v'chadome, b'en she'gram ha'psichu hu b'chutz, from ha'rofei ichnet eza kli le'bot kol, eza siba ha'peret, puzzle with p'yam bokom. V'gam b'zeh yev she'shel ha'yot z'yetei dam b'na bokom v'itzmeh. V'yesh cholkom na Rabbi Yehuda v'sorvim she'en choshen v'tzir l'kev she'gram hu b'chutz. But the other who August is not Yehuda, Ferret the Moshe, Baruch Frankel, Shalom Lameshiv, Beis Lechem Yehuda, Chafmas Adam, Shari Deir, Chazanish. Wow. That's a Shaila. So it's the Maisa Shaila. What do you do? And the name is Machmir, Spake of Chumran. He's even Machmir, Vai Mesulek is done. My Mulberes, Kena, Menika is also Machmir. So now Yehuda is Machmir in that case. And then the Hani, Mili, Kishahifnis, Harofi Shameh the Kli. Avadigas etva. Ein lochish. Kilolam etva in loyagia piyamok. Kenan a Kliu cotton barokum, mirokum etva. Tana, Shavadam, Shalerach, Chamishas, a millimeter. Gam kane shlahakil. Shalahatuk dine the key. The Bedavamur kihai lochash of Sikhot Akev. Avadikli shirokum mishir. Zet, Trichalisha et Larofa, im yomad loshik, nisal tof, petra mokum. Zwicha seine Kiem, afilu in, vodka atma, vach acha kach, volo mot ot pum. Wow. I know. Vim machlog is a post. So, I say that if the devat dos, that the psich is a kever, then it should be mach. Very often it's a suffix. Either the suffix is too small, I guess it's too thin, I didn't go that far, etc., etc. There'll be no reason to be machmir, I would say in the case of Sophic. There are a couple of procedures which the Rabbanim speak about, which you have to know, lemaisa, what is that, the psichot kever or not? First of all the procedures by pregnant women is not psichot kever. They can't go in, it's sealed tight. That's what most what they call internals, is the right word for it? They do an examination, is done during pregnancy. And then the postman say it's not psichot hakever. Can't open up the chalila. There's a mucus plug there, and can't open it. Would never open up. No, when the psichot hakever, when they open up the. Well, what else would come up? No, they wouldn't come into your problem. Oh. So usually with examination is done, almost always it's done b'chutz. There's a thing now called, it's important to know, called a pap smear. That's a chalila that should never have cancer. They do it very, I was reading recently, they want to every year to do it now, they recommend every 2 years, it depends on the age, and ISIS. Very done very commonly. Well, it's like a culture, no? That's the name of the smear. The pap smear, I think pap, I don't know the name of the scientist, I don't know what the word is. So it's just to get a little bit of culture to make sure there shouldn't be chalil any precancerous cells. So the poskim say, based on their thorough investigation, it does not involve a psichos hakever. That's the most common shot about psichos hakever, the pap smear. The evidence is done all the time. Beyond that, I'm not willing to commit myself because there's different procedures and different types. I'm willing to only say that the vast majority of procedures do not involve psichos hakever for one of two reasons. Either they don't go that far in, or they go in with a very narrow instrument, which is less than a finger. Okay, so but it's possible to have a psichos hakever to do an examination. It's unlikely, it's unusual. Oh, I just wanted to just clarify that. Now, there's one more nakuda to discuss, which the Beirut speaks about it. The Shulchan speaks about it. It's called Lama. Let's see. He has the psichos hakever below that. L'chein. Mishosham uberes yoshevet ala mashber kekotz v'aposkim sheyesh v'hachim v'chosh v'kenida shema niptach v'rachma v'yefesh v'yiposach v'lo dam v'afilim lo yoshevet ala mashber ki maledes terem bo'et v'lesaya v'yiledosa av'kfor achzua tzirim v'chavolim chazokim kol kach shemivakeshet z'hovi lo ha'miledes v'yesh v'shar yilu hoysa miledes kan hoysa moshiva v'yad ala mashber gam kenesh lo chasheros adam Okay, so Okay? Aber kolz maschlo giel ade, slo giel etzlo zman yeshiva maschlo, gam yichol lechach meatzma, ahit hol al bailo, aber pishach tzchilu etzlo ksat, chavde al leidu. Nira hol, shim hi kshat at chak, no shim nidrash eze habal, hokal al tzara, yish tahat lo liga bo afilu yif giel yeshiva sa maschlo, vene yichol lechach meatzma, שיש לסמך בזה על הפוס, כמי שלחוש לפסיך לקבר בזה, מן הטעם שהבאנו בביורים, עין שם. עונה, כבר יוצאו ממנה המים, יוצאו כאן לבעלה, what's called the water broke, דינו כנידה, ליגה בבעלה, אלא אם כן יצריכו להרבה לקח, שזבות לו לשם שם, ונמצא אחר כדי איש החולה שבות לו בעלה לשם שם, a different story, different story. עין מה שכתוב בביורים, איש שיושב למשך ולדה, ואחר כך פוסקו ממנה חמלדה, וכל מן המשך. First of all, breaking of the water, he quotes from an anonymous source. Kain morin bali ha'aro. That's pretty hard to track them down. I mean, I don't know who he means. I thought this wasn't true. I'll tell you the truth. Sometimes a woman who break the water can break the water, you know, sometimes. They break the water weeks before. So you never did have neither. Why? I mean, you have to prove to me that it does. Why should she have it in neither? Water doesn't. You know what water means? I'm not sure. I'm not a bucky in the biology. It's amniotic fluid, what's it called? Amniotic sac is somehow kind of water comes out of it. That's not dumb. So why should breaking the water? Yeah, in most cases, it's going to be an hour-ish, she'll have the baby. Okay, it's one story, but what if it could be 2 weeks before? She's machman, she should go 2 weeks. Belina Gia's baila when she needed the emotional support. This is a water problem. That's what she's in the biggest problem. She usually can't move, have to stay in bed. Because of the possibility of infection. So then she can ask her the Bible, and why should he make sure she has to prove it to me? I don't see why it should be us. I don't understand. Furthermore, the question of when she's, all these shiurim, where did he get it from? He's made it out of the clear blue sky? Someone comes from a different mesech. Not Erechin and not Pesachim. No, where did he get it from? Who? Shabbos, no? The Gemara Masechta Shabbos talks about that if your letter starts, that it's called Shabbos.
Only max anybody. understanding what's the Gemara, what's the Chumra, what's not in the Gemara. So get a background, get a context in mind. In this case, however, there's about nothing in the Sechta Nida which relates to the Sinan. There's just about nothing in Shas that relates to the Sinan, as a matter of fact. There's collection of a number of few lines here and there. A few lines in the Sechta Shabbos, a few lines in the Sechta Ksuvis. That is, no, any other lines in Shas that we haven't come across? Not too many. So it's, the only way to do it is to go right to the Shulchan Aruch. So that's what we're going to do. I asked to look at all the body of the Shulchan, all it seems to be is to get a general background, to hear, in a certain sense, almost like the most important sin to learn, in a certain way. And it'll just need it. Otherwise, I mean, everything's yes or no. Yes, either not, and either. Shadi, go ask a Rav Mishael. So, if you don't know what's going on exactly, you can always ask Shadi. But here, it's a question of day-to-day conduct. You can't ask the Rav Mishael to know. Yes or no, to make a decision. Arachai, all the time. What's it do? So, this is background, we're ready to start the study. Hey. Okay. Shulchan Aruch says, Chayev other lifras meyitzav meyitzu masa at the tifo of a tifo. He was shot in Shulchan Aruch, lo tavlo tavlo even he does like a tifo. Lo yitzcho, lo yefa roshima, and he was dvarim, shem yagal avera. Ava muto vis yachani ba vikeven shabal ar hamachas sulo takav yitzre. That's the opening line in the opening shift of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Bar Yashulchan quotes a few scary Gemara. First, of course, the Gemara in Shabbat, right? A few minutes ago. The also Talmud, who died, one who said, Baruch Allah, Shabbat, and not the Pana of the Torah. Quite a statement. Interestingly, the Vilna Gaon, side remark, the Vilna Gaon, says, Bir Agra Nebenezer, the expression of Nasa Pana of the Torah, indicated that the Rabbanim. It's Nasa Pana because of my brothers. My brothers are called Ezra Pana, we Yisrael. Tomorrow they have a document that we don't desire to have a paper. So he shows it to the Rabbanim. He wants to bring a raya from here that what we call the Gia, is the Rabbanim. Famous machlokes. I don't forget the amount of time. Machlokes between who and who? Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Remember that? I want the Rambam between the right. Those thick rules of galacher. As the Avos Rav Nosson says, "Ezu tziok to us the Torah of Barel." Right from the beginning, as he said, the Torah itself made the tziok for its own words. Those thick rules we understood as don't come close. So we call the gear. Later, the cross of what exactly is included. To the right. The Gomas have been right and the Rabbanon, the Gemara and Shabbat. The Gemara and Shabbat says that the expression of the Gia and it's called the Torah. The Lonos upon the Torah. The Chosen is this Adin, Adin the right. Adin the Rabbanon, right? What? Again. No, but they were not conscious. Sorry? No, but what's left in the Gemara? Gemara says, what? I've made it to the mouth there. Chas v'shalom, I've been left with kind of a nugget. I've made it to Naik, Mao, and Slay. Right? She didn't say, I've been left with kind of a nugget. What did she say? Ochal, Yisrael, Shalom, Yisrael, 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 Right. Right. Because it was very likely there was some that the Gaon's right is not right. Even if you assume that that Gia Bederach Kiva is the right, over here, maybe what's going to Gia Bederach Kiva, perhaps. I'm not going for Gaon's right, perhaps. I thought the Gaon's right was the right for a different reason. Nas upon him as well. One tenet of the words called Nas upon him means the Rabbah. That's upon him in Israel. Right. Right. That's what the Gaon says. Right. But Tzvi wanted to knock the Gaon's right off by saying, but it wasn't the Buddha Nasmas Gaon's Asuga, exactly what happened. I thought it was all right for a totally different reason. Maybe it's honest truth. Maybe Meili Bunai. So the Tosha says, and we've shown him, that the old days was an interesting many days to have. You go to the mikvah 7 days after the beginning of the Riyah. That Tzvila was mastered on the level of Doraita. And then the go to Mikvah for the Shiva Nakim up later on. That's what Tosha and the Rishon would say. That's called the Meili Bunai. You didn't go to the Mikvah at all, you made it good night. Just you see with the full impact of Yidah forever. First month of Shulchan Aruch. I thought that's why it's the Rabban. The Rabban was the Shreya who had gone to the Mikvah. So the Mela was just purely the full Mother of Zer. So Tzvi and I both, for different reasons, wanted to collect the Raya that's only gone. The Chafal from Evan Ezra from here, she's the Ramban. Maybe it's back at the Raisa. Just our money, because it wasn't going to be given there, or because it was so short. Okay. Now, so what is our luck? Because over here, both the katzvav. What do you mean, lo yitzchak lo yochal roshima? Teves imof al zeres al shneim, obviously. Kilam lo yitzchak imof lo yochal roshima. Matam b'shneim she'elok she'agilu. What does it mean? It means frivolity. Not only action of frivolity, but even the words of frivolity. Both in the next of cousins. Us,
what's called, schok, and what's not called schok. Because after all, you can't say that you can't talk to each other. Sivkot and Tessi explains, I'm a divi mas and man of the Tarach Abayef, Mutal Dabi Mel Kadarko, obviously. So, I mean, whatever they have to talk about, so they're permitted to talk about, whether it means how they're going to meet the next mortgage payment, or how within a sentence I send the kids to school, or, any other problem they have, who's going to buy the milk. I mean, obviously, there's no restrictions whatsoever. Only matters of intimacy. This should be avoided during this period of time. All right? This is very important. Okay, here he quotes over here in Yudalit. Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, a book, a book of Kedusha, a book. Oh, a novel, it depends what the novel is. If the novel is what they read in the first place, they're allowed to talk about it. If it was us to read in the first place, then they're also to talk about it. It'd be yes to say. Yes. Only apply the across the board achokas, apply our set over here as far as a couple is concerned. Obviously, there's certain of the achokas which apply. You might even say the Kavachomer, probably make Kavachomer in this area, to some of them. Right, that's right, that's right. So something. What's called, skok, and what's not called skok. Because after all, you can't say that you can't talk to each other. Sivkot and Tessi explains, I'm a divi mas and man of the Tarach Abayef, Mutal Dabi Mel Kadarko, obviously. So, I mean, whatever they have to talk about, so they're permitted to talk about, whether it means how they're going to meet the next mortgage payment, or how within a sentence I send the kids to school, or, any other problem they have, who's going to buy the milk? I mean, obviously, there's no restrictions whatsoever. Only matters of intimacy. This should be avoided during this period of time. All right? This is very important. Okay, here he quotes over here in Yudalit. Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, a book, a book of Kedusha, a book. Oh, a novel, depends what the novel is. If the novel is what they read in the first place, they're allowed to talk about it. If it was us to read in the first place, then they're also to talk about it. It would be yes to say. Yes. Only apply the across the board achokas, apply our set over here as far as a couple is concerned. Obviously, there's certain of the achokas which apply, you might even say the Kavachomer, and probably make Kavachomer in this area, to some of them. Right, that's right, that's right. So some things, for example, like the next thing, lo yigabo, because of the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, the rice of the Rabbanan, etc., etc. Okay, that definitely does apply. Okay, although we shall see, I'll tell you now, in a certain sense, it's a bigger chumra by ishtonida than by anybody else, because by stam, a woman who's not your wife. So the poskim say, although it's not agreed upon unanimously, but most poskim say that the giyah Shalom, but there are chivos mutter. Like Rav Moshe's famous tshuva, ride in the subways. So after Rav Moshe, now how are you allowed to ride the subways in rush hour? You get pushed around there like sardines. So they told me that one of the Rav in Europe, Asad subways. His town, there were no subways. So he asked the subways, sure, asked the subways. But how can you ask the subways if you go to work? So, I mean, all right. So, but they have now, in certain communities, they have their own buses. Matova Manoim. You can learn in the bus, they have minyanim on the buses, and they have separate seating, whatever they have, the chid, I don't know what they have. Ad rabba, very good. But what if you live in a different community, so where they don't have these buses? It's hard to ask the subway. So the Ramosha says, the basically it's Nagiya Shaloba Derechiba, and therefore it's mut. Of course, the question comes from how you define Nagiya Shaloba Derechiba. So in the subway, it's clear. Ramosha, for example, a tshuva, another tshuva, like a two-line post to a different tshuva where he discusses shaking hands. So Ramosha writes, somebody wrote to Ramosha, they saw Talmud Chacham shaking hands with a woman, how are you talking, what's the din? So Ramosha says, maybe this Talmud Chacham feels that it's what we call Shalobah, Negiya Shalobah Derechiba, which Ramosha assumes is Mutter. Aval Kasha Lismach Hazeh, so you're right. Because you never know, those who are keen observers of the scene know that there are handshakes and there are handshakes. Sometimes a handshake is B'Derechiba, is B'Derechiba. So I always tell over what my Rebbe, my Sarab, this is when I was once in the Shia many years ago, that a lady came into to Rav Soloveitchik after the Shia was over, and I still remember she said, oh, Rav Soloveitchik, I'm so happy to meet you, so I've heard so much about you, and we were all standing around, and then she goes like this, and she extends her hand, like right, I remember waiting there for a second, I think, maybe she figured that maybe she would understand that she wasn't really interested in his handshake. But when the hand was still there, like for it seemed like an interminable amount of time, probably like 2 seconds, but it just feels like it's forever, mamish. So the Rav gave up what you classically know as the dead fish. The dead fish. That's the limp handshake. Like, there should be no chash, there should be any kind of derechiba. It's just a dead fish. So, the dead fish? No, I don't think so. Yeah? The rabbi's supposed to have a dead fish. That's supposed to be strong. The rabbi's supposed to be a weakling. He's supposed to be, a guy. It's very embarrassing. I don't mind. It was a very, very. It's mutter to do enough to avoid that she shouldn't be embarrassed. But a dead fish is enough for that. What? Got to practice dead fish? Let's go right now, practice. So, I had a mice like this, no joke. So I follow my rabbi's footsteps. I try to avoid it. And in shul, very much liach, but I walk around with a cup of soda in my hand. I was mad. So Baruch Hashem, they're ready. By now they know already. They have no problems in shul whatsoever. Zero. Outside of shul, I go to a chasna sometimes. You go to a comics company. So I always try to, arrange it that I should have to avoid a problem. That's what you should do. However, if you shat at Chag Gadol, where it's mamish covered abrius, so then I think it can be mekel based on what the Rav did. The Stama he holds that it's Nagiya Shalom B'Derechiva, which holds it's mut. Rav Moshe, the kasha lismoch hazeh, because he wasn't so sure it can be Shalom B'Derechiva. And the Chinami, full handshake maybe it's not, but maybe the only partial handshake, if you will, would be enough to be Samech Hamish at Chag. I must tell you, Ma'aseh Shehaya, people send people out like this. It happened this year. It happened, I was at a chasana, and with my wife, and a man, a very respected man in the community, came over to give Shalom Aleichem, and to which Shema Lotov at the chasana. So I gave him my hand, Shalom Aleichem, and then he extended his hand to my wife. My wife, Nisha Tznur, so she just sort of, she waited. She just didn't move. So maybe she should have given the dead fish. I should have done it again, but it was on the other side. So after a second, I guess I'm sorry. Like he said, like so I thought nothing of it. But then it was mamish anoikim v'noiter. It came out mamish later that night and months later. He didn't forget. And it was, what is this? It's embarrassment, and it's. So I mean, people are, this guy's a frum guy, he's on the Shabbos, you know, it's not as if he's a... So it's you know, maybe it's actually, it depends on the situation. What? Well, let me check it out, because that's ridiculous. The guy will say, oh, it's I mean, it has. So I can find you. So you go in certain societies, right? Where if you don't kiss the person, they'll be embarrassed. Everyone kisses. That's how they say hello. No. So you have to draw a line. You have to do what's acceptable. That's what I think. I don't know. From my understanding, it's considered good enough. You have to do it. My knee is dying. Of course, I mean, I measure these things. How limp is that thing? You know, it's, you go like this, or whatever it is. But it should be clear that it's not a kind of vigorous or lengthy handshake that I've seen sometimes, which are just, you know, in a place where this is, where they're in a place where they're not, the negi is prohibited by certain authorities, and the handshake is permitted, so they take it for all it's worth, you understand? So it's, that's exactly what Moshe meant. Kamakdol de v'chachamim. That's kosher lismach hazeh, because they're mol, it could be an Indian of Kibur. Yes, ma'am. No, hold on, wait, once I'm slow, I'm in the middle of a sentence. I started saying that the gear shall be there a Kibur, so by Shah Noshim, it's mutter. Right, in the subway, etc., you're going to be bumped around. But by Ishtar Nida, it's awesome. Oh, wait a second. What? Hold on a second. So I'm trying to show that there are certain instances in which there's a greater chumrah by Ishto Nida than there is by Shar Nosh. And the reason for this is given by the Rishonim, that precisely because they were matir yichud. They were matir yichud in Ishto Nida. Why were they matir yichud in Ishto Nida? Because the alternative would be rather problematic. If you wouldn't be matir yichud in Ishto Nida, I always kibbutz. The motel business would be booming. You could have to move out to go to run away. I don't know how you would manage it. So the Torah was matter suga ba shoshan. The Gemara said the Torah was matter yichud. So the Rishonim said because the Torah was matter yichud, and precisely because of the kiruv and ishto and other times of the month, that take special restrictions even above and beyond that which is existing in general. The giyush shalom, but there was some fremda. That should be nothing. In the subway, it doesn't remind you of anything. There's no history, there's no future, there's no past, there's nothing. So therefore, it's okay. But in Ishto, it's the past, it's the future. And this is even the Gia Shalom Adar Chiba might lead to certain arousal, and therefore the halacha prohibits. I'm sorry? If you ride the subway, the wife, and she's a stay of neither, she'll make sure that you position yourselves on the opposite side of the pole. So even when they have poles on the subway. So even though there's a push, so you the bigger problem sometimes in the car. He talks about it over here later on. That's a serious problem. That's a big problem because sometimes there's a crowded car, and there's simply not enough room that they should be seated without the gear. That's us. Not much us. You have to, again, with some sneers, you have to figure out how to... Right, but yeah, it's pastnish. My wife is here, and I'm here, and some other girl or boy in between us. It's hotnish can time. But then you'll, not only that, I'm saying it has no time, but any oilam. Leave out halakhli, it has time. But you can't get away with that. It's very hard to do such a thing. Huh? What? No, I'm saying if I care, the Ishtar Nida is worse, I'll be there. Worse than Eshtar Nida. Subway has Eshtar Nida. Eshtar Nida is the subway too. I don't know if you know that. I'm all Eshtar Nida in the subway. So, but it's Mutter. Shalom B'Dar Achiba. Eshtar Nida is worse. But you can't do that in Tzius. So when you get into me, you have to be a pikeach. If you're getting into a car and you figure what's going on, you have to know in advance how to dray. I have long legs or I have short legs. You have to make sure that the poles we started with Simon. You have to be well armed. You have to know the things clear in your mind. Then we have to project. You have to see a situation developing. Like on a fast break. You have to see what's happening, right? Look around. So the Havdol. You have to know over here what's happening, to see in advance which way to left, right. You know, have to know to please on the situation that it shouldn't be a problem. And if it is, you have to just mamish, pull over to a side. Let's say if you have a pocketbook, put a pocketbook on the seat. You know, even if it's cramped, of course it's cramped. So it's three in the seat of a car, which is, you know, it's bedocha. But it's still a few inches. You put a pocketbook. The woman puts a pocketbook on the seat, and then the guy leans over towards the side. It's doable. It should be done with tact, and it should be done in a way it's obtrusive as possible. I'm tired. I'm not going to make this joke. You're tired. You want to rest. You go lean to the side, but it's doing. It's, you know, you, there are ways of doing it in a nice way. It shouldn't be obvious. You just do it in a nice way. You know, she'll talk to her girlfriend on that side, and the pocketbook here, and I'm gonna just make Leon something on my rest a little bit on this side. It's done the way that no one knows. That could have been done for other reasons. I mean, it could be an emes. That's the yisrael. Everything should be done in a way that should be an emes. That it should not be clear what's going on. That's the chatchila. Okay. Well, you start saying to your question. Of course, these altar besicha meisha, this kind of inyanei tashmish or diburim shalchiba, are prohibited. With Eishes Ish, and even with Isha Pnuya, right? This is not allowed for many reasons. One of the Al Tabe Sicha Meisha, it's not permitted because of this Easter of Kirva, and Easter of Yerhurim. The Gemara speaks about Exubis. There's certain Eterim by Isha Pnuya, the same Ishas, to get married, but that's a very limited Eterim. The Eterim are only limited to that which is necessary. As the Gemara says, it's mutal istakaba because they're the botka, because they are mashi sa'ena, because otherwise it's not going to marry if you don't, if he's not pleasing to your eye. So certain, whatever has to be done, that's mutal. So there's certain attire, maybe certain diburim, which otherwise being considered inappropriate, so certain diburim are appropriate, but we have to, only the minimum, that's mandate, that's required, is permissive, otherwise it's us. Okay. Yes, sir.
Do you have to avoid taking the
change with
the
No. Sieve base. You don't have to say keep the change every time. That's not required.
Yeah. I know you have to tell everybody to put it on the counter.
No. Right. Sieve base. Lo yigaba afilu bet spektana. Lo yoshit miyada liyada shum dova. Lo yakablena miyada shem yigabim sorok. So here comes the first killer in this simon. This is a din which is not found in Feresh and Shas anywhere. As a matter of fact, the Rambam of the Postman says, Lahad Lahadam. You will not find this din in the Rambam. I mean, it doesn't exist. Why should you find the Rambam? It doesn't exist. Hoshata. Doesn't say anywhere. Period. Doesn't say anywhere. So where does it come from? So take a look on the side, called the Tosfos Ksubis. Rashi. Where does it come from? It comes from an inference. Huh? What's the inference? You know what I'm talking about? What's the Gemara Ksubas talking about? You know what the Gemara Ksubas talking about? Didn't you just get up to it? Daf Yomi just passed it, no? I think so. Mezigas HaKos, right? Kol HaMalachas Isha Osa Lebaila. And then he does it, right? The whole discussion of the various Malachas to Mezigas HaKos. We'll get to that details later, but, you know, mixing a cup of wine with water into a very specialized kind of a thing to mix the drinks. People still mix drinks today. So it's not allowed. So there, Tosfos says, oh, Rashi had a deal that no Oshot is permissible. The truth is, the deal in the Sugya is not so clear. There's no real mashmos directly in the Gemara per se. And therefore, for this reason, Rashi's sheet is not acceptable by everybody. Rambam and others deny it. But the Maisa, Alokha the Maisa, we follow Shulchan Aruch. Ain lanu ala diri amachaber, as the Poskim say all the time. Only thing is, as a sniff lahakel, you have to always remember, for Shasat Chak or for another Tzirif lahakel, that there are many Rishon who deny this thing. I'm not saying that you have any right to go against it. Only as a Shasat Chak or as another Machloikas, or some kind of Tzirif, we can take into account the fact that there's a Machloikas of Poskim at the very existence of this Halach. For example, in Siv Katan Tez Zayin, it's already a chizim mechudash. So the But the Shulchan says, "Af mishu sagi nor v'neyachol le'elach b'shuk v'lo siyua, also le'ishto le'achzik b'yodo." So the yodo is what's one thing. Then he said, "Afilu derech bigdo, ela tikach b'yodo matzus omaka v'techos b'sarachad v'yachol b'sarasheni v'talechenot kach v'gam zeh ne'mut ala b'shasat kach v'talek acher v'tzorol le'elach b'shuk." Aber belav achi gam zeh oser. Da'avle kol shata. Tatsvina b'samah. Which means I'll shut not only if I'm passing them to you, but if I'm holding on to one side, you're holding on to another side, I'd also call I'll shut. And if it's only mutter, b'shatatzchak is mekel. Why? How can it be mekel to beferish the Gemara? How can it be mekel? So I have to say a couple of reasons. Number one, maybe there was never a gzera made b'makom choli. I said if he passes later on, someone who's sick, this gzera does not apply. The makom choli goes to Barabana. And number two, what? I don't hear you. Okay, the question is, what do you mean no one else? I mean, I'm sorry? Sometimes there's never anybody else. Saying, but sometimes there's never anybody else. What do you mean somebody, the person has to go around, you know, it's not just for half an hour. It's a permanent situation. So always, usually there's nobody else. What I'm saying is that these two svaras are mitzvah mitzurah to lead to this kula. Either choli or the tzir from b'shatat chak and the poskim who don't often hold in to begin with. Right, therefore, by al shata, it's mutter. We'll see later. Certain cases even make it more beyond this. B'makom choli. That's the end of the simit. Even the giyah mamish in certain cases. We'll count that at the end. Here's the problem, if I should tell you right away, it's one of the problems of the chupas nida as far as the handkerchief is concerned. You know, they very often they by a chupa, by a chasna, they pick up on chairs and they throw a handkerchief. Right? So what's the stem old? Why a handkerchief? Who needs a handkerchief? So maybe it was done either mishum tzniyus, that people shouldn't see the husband touching the wife. Or maybe someone figured out the vocation of nida, they can't touch it, they'll use a handkerchief. It's a revach, no question about it, it's a revach. But the ikar adin, if she has status of nida, even the handkerchief is not allowed, because it's considered like hoshata. So it doesn't only mean if I'm handing something to you. As long as we're holding two sides of the same thing, so you see pasuk is considered hoshata. I think it's a correct psak. As a matter of fact, for some poskim wanted to say, you should cut out the whole handkerchief, so it shouldn't be an embarrassment in a situation where there is a... Huh? Where they cannot use anger, exactly. So again, you have to use, I don't think that's gonna work, you can try to legislate it. You have to use seichel. There's no handkerchiefs here, you figure out a way to how to avoid any such problem. By chassidim have it worse, chassidim are makbid, by chassidim shechassanis, it's been a chassidim is unbelievable. By chassidim shechassanis, they're makbid, stark. After the chuppah, the chassan and the kala walk arm in arm, hold onto a hand, and lead their from the chuppah to the yichud room. Some people say it's a kapeda al pi halacha, because it has to be mesir l'shus, it's a taker to the yichud room. And others say, whatever reasons they have, I don't know. Okay, I'm not against any of the reasons. They usually dance together by the mitzvah tense, by the chasan kala. Everyone else uses the handkerchief except for the father of the bride and the husband. I was just the one in June, and I saw it, b'chush. There may be reasons for it. Like as I was kibitzing around, I said, you know, Nebuch, the Modernisha, they have so many years when they had all kinds of averus that they maybe shouldn't have been doing. The Hasidisha were the Lev Tor Gansen, so they stop at a chas, they have to hold their hands. They have to come from, he never went to the movies, and he never went, and he never did anything. So, I mean, I will never argue with Hasidim. They have their shittas, it's sure it's Yisadusa Bahari Kurdish, it has to be but the only problem with it is, if it turns out the chupas nida could be a real embarrassment, if it's chok v'layaver that he takes it in and suddenly he's not, that's the problem. Because the mile of it is the chassidim have very short engagements usually, so they're able to. You ever notice the chassidim chassidim when you get the invitation, even if it's a long engagement, you won't get it a month before. I'm serious. A real chassidim, some chassidim have long engagements. Why? Chassidim goes to Europe, goes to Eretz Yisrael, bells, above, they go away for a year. But you didn't get the invitation till 3 weeks before the chasana. You noticed? That's the reason. Because if not, they'll change the date. That's all. Boom. I mean, the color is dark. They're very makbid on... Right, not to rent the halls by the Rebbe anyway. So, I mean, the system has worked out very well. But it's unlikely to have this problem. But in case it does exist, then it would be a embarrassment. Yes? A who? That's what it says over here. It says over here, Ramo went beyond, and he asked it even Zrika. We'll see later why. Why should Zrika be us? If the din is the what? It's Hoshad Asa Mishum Nagia. Yes, I give someone a pen. He gives someone a pen, so it's certainly possible. I give him the pen. I touch gives me my pen, so my finger touches your finger. Normal, right? So they made a gzera on any hoshat of the ishlishta because of the gzera mission the gear. But baseball, I'm 90 feet and 6 inches away. Then I was, have it right still. No? 60 feet and 6 inches. See how it's done. Forgot it right. But 90 feet to first base. Oh, so I wasn't totally wrong. So it's 60 feet away, so I mean, not 300 wins. I don't know. So what's it going to be? So far away. We'll have to get to that soon. Let's go back on Crusader here. Yeah. I don't hear you. Of course. This is a perfect example. If there's nothing wrong with a catch, you know, between or handing a pen between a man and a woman, assuming they're not married. That's giving a pen. Someone has a pen. Some of you are in college. And the girl sitting next to you. You don't go to a firm college. You don't go to Yeshiva University. It's only one. So you go to some other place. Gotta put in a pitch sometime during the day. So you're in some kind of college, and there's a girl sitting in the row next to you, and she's taking a test. Why my pen ran out? Oh, can you please pass me a pen? I'm just sitting with a full pen. So you want to give her the pen. And start throwing the pen in the middle of the... So you give her the pen. So there's nothing wrong about it. The chatchila is also mother give it the pen. You have a catch too? It's also no, it only exists, only applies to Ish Vishnu. Oh, now you die, then you know the Behuda. The Behuda says, Ish Vishnu Adam Bekfar, Vansham Yehudim Zulasa. Mamash, they're living all by themselves. Mabal al Rai. They used to be in Europe. In Europe, it was not just really. But the only Yidden in the Stadt, farmers. Farmer. Only with no one living within 10 miles of them. That's a farm. Right? You have even today have these things. I don't have a town that has a farm. That's I was just there. He came to the chasana? Good, yeah. I was at his farm in June. I was at a farm. No one anywhere near there. So what's the din? The mutter haba lama olea b'shito velas. The farm is time as a lake. Not nearby. You travel in the lake. The husband's permitted to stand there. Liral shete kula takas amayim. The most important part of tefillah, we'll get to tefillah later. The most important part of all is that the total gufi should be takas amayim. That's the biggest mikshel. Chas v'shalom, one hair sticks up, it's a shot of kares. Mr. Bura writes in Nichus Krishma, he starts talking about this. He says, even though it's nothing to do with Krishma, but I'm saying it because it's such an ish komedic inyan. All the chatitis we'll get to later on is that the rabbanon. It's important, but it's not the rabbanon. Here's the shot of it. The husband has to go to make sure that every single hair is under the... And the whole body is totally under the water. V'chein, yachol l'tamcha b'yadav l'dach v'tach asamayim. I don't know what this means. She's scared to go under. She goes, boom, drown her. I mean, once she's dead, there's no problem of than the previous siftah. I don't know what this means, to push her under the water. That's what the words mean. I just don't understand it. I mean, manashach. She's sort of a little bit afraid, and there's a little bit of a push. Literally, she'll go under. I don't know. That's a little bit rough, man. All right, could be. So this is mutter. Why? Because it can't be matter in Issa Gomer. But the Yisrael over here is only Shami Avoli De Avera, either because of stockless, the shell over there, which is a faith in the Gemara, or Negi Heshalobah Derechiba, you push, go down, that's Negi Heshalobah Derechiba. So therefore, it's not an Issa Gomer, and therefore, it's B'Makom Tzorech, when there's no Chash Avera, they were mad. Yeah. That's what it says. Okay. Fine. Of course, the Shulchan Aruch's reason here is Shema Yigaba, and he quotes in the Yutess, another reason, it's Kirav Adas. What do you mean Kirav Adas? You pass a pen to everyone who's in there, that's Kirav Adas. So, that's hard to understand. But the reason comes from the Rashba. Shuvah is a Rashba. We'll see later, maybe not Kamiyas L'maisa. We'll see soon. Now, in Chiv Katan Chav, he says what I just told you earlier. But the reason we're marking more for these things is because of the Ilibo Gaspa, the first reason of the past and the future. That's the Rashba's reason. And the second is what I told you from the name of the Rosh, that because the Yichud is also, they had to make, the Yichud is more, they had to make certain extra restrictions. Now, in Chaf Aleph, he talks about Hoshata B'Shinud, Samachlokos HaRishon, Hoshata B'Shinud. It would seem to me, might as he seems to say, it might depend on the various reasons. No? If the reason should be Yom Yadav L'Dei Negiya, Hoshata B'Shinud should be worse, because you're clumsy. So if you're doing it clumsily, probably even a bigger chance of maybe L'Dei Negiya. No? However, if the reason is Shemkir Vadas, the Rajva's reason, then I might argue that if you do it in the Shinoi, it's not going to lead to any Kir Vadas. Perhaps. The Machlokas are Rishon. The Machabas, the only thing is, the Ramad Asering Zrika, even though should be mutter to Shnei Atam. Zrika should be mutter because there's no possibility in the gear. And it also it's a Shinoi. Assuming they're not throwing a baseball, he's throwing a watch or a pen. So then it would be a Shinoi, should be mutter to Chol Atam. But it's a low plug. Then the question, when do you apply, if you apply a low plug or not? Now we have the very serious matter here. It's a Kadon Chav Beis. Miyada liyada. Vasa lasas ken afif ne rabin. Vafilu hi choshesh she'agishu ozim shama she'i nida. He wrote to the Hasid Tumas Mechmas Tznias. Yikon agam osir. V'gam ein la'okal b'kach makma she mitzbayesha she'yedu she'i nida. Quotes from Ramesh's Tshuvas. Ramesh's Tshuvas is something which is unbelievable to me. The one he quotes in Igles Moshe Chelik Beis. He says, look, women aren't embarrassed by this, on the contrary. If a woman is not a nida, then she's sick, because she has no nida. It is a natural phenomenon, this is a normal thing, and therefore there's no embarrassment. Look, mamish pilei ploi mamish, achush makish, look, we had this brachashi. Achush makish. I think if Ramesh would ask his rebbe, then she'd tell him an achush makish. The Gemara of Ephraim, the Gemara says the Masech Lemoed Cotton, next is Masech Lemoed, Masech Lemoed Cotton, that when there would be a hapsa, the Indian of Nida would be brought up, that now it would be, any woman who was standing in the crowd was embarrassed when there was the an Indian of Nida. And by Noshim, by Mesas, the question of Ziva, it caused embarrassment, not just to it caused embarrassment to every woman in the room. I found in experience that women are very sensitive. You talk about it, nothing to do with them. You're talking, if I would have a shock with a tie with someone and then he's in Yonim, nothing to do with the stomach, discussing, you know, Argosha, Bli Argosha, and then those Protim and Ksumim and Makas. It's a woman sitting in the room and nothing to do with anything, single or married. It's an Indian of Bush, which is good. I mean, it shows a certain, unfortunately today, Mamish in today's world, Mamish, doesn't exist, because unfortunately the Bush is becoming wiped away. But a Basti Sirol Tznua, for character, there's a great deal of Bush, a great deal of Tznius, which is, I would say, to be encouraged. So to say that, just to make a blanket statement that if the woman has to put down the keys, and the technical thing, she has to put them down on the table, put on the table, it depends how you do it. If she's doing it in a way that Nicola Cole, the status of Nia, I think she's very embarrassed. I mean, I know it. I don't think it. I see it. It's a chush made of itself. Oh, that's a different question. So the different question is, so what? Maybe the Yisra is so chomer that they have to be makbid on it, even if it's going to lead to embarrassment. It's a different cheshbet. But But to say with a blanket statement there's no busha, I find it to be incredible. Well, look it up in the shuls. I don't understand it. Yeah. Oh, we'll come to that. So Tzvi says about the clothes. All right, that's the Chaya. Let me. So okay, Enechanam, I should talk about that now already. And I didn't plan to. What sif is that? Two sifim down the road. Got on Yichadim. Where is it? Here, sif ches. It's sif ches. The Mechaba Paskins. The Mechaba Paskins. Roy shati lash tiached la begodn min vein dusa gresh yud nishnayn is sochim shtam shinit. Where did this come from? Nuchumrus, where did it come from? So look on the bear gold, tells you right away where it comes from. Sham, means the Torah. When him appears Rashi, because Sufa said by him, they is a manal. The Kiddush not pay. They hold the Hulzuk on Nida Bishchen Osea. That's like the famous Gemara. Hulzuk on Nida Bishchen Osea, Shavan Ash Chatiha Bisura, Malka, Slip, Bahem, Kur, the whole story. So I'm telling you about like this. Bizman Azeh, women are not knowing like this mechaber. And the Chochma Sodom left out the whole din. As the Beurim points out a very cryptic comment. The Chochma Sodom, lo hevi din zeh v'tzorachim b'taima. Left it out. He left it out. I'll tell you why he left it out. Lani is dited. When he's dited, the Chochma Sodom held his man, I said, shouldn't apply. Why? Because in the old days, Chuchusuk Anita B'shchein Oseha, all of her friends knew she was needed. Right? This man, I Gemara, they all knew she was needed. Why did they know she was needed? Because Mana Gemara, Mamish, they had to know she was needed. Why? Because Tumavatara. Right? So they had to know. They couldn't touch her. They couldn't sit on a chair. It was Tumavatara. And precisely because the Indian of Nida was not restricted to Baal Vishto, it was rather one piece in a larger system of Tumavatara, which included Sheretz and the Vela, and included 100 different other things, so it wasn't so embarrassing. It was a ritual matter, and the Shagat Tubal was just one of many manifestations. So the Melech she used to wear separate clothes. Everyone had to know. The Hashchenites had to know she was a neither. They couldn't eat her bread. I mean, it's a Tumah V'Tara. So the Melech, it's right to have the idea of the Begadim. The Chochma Sodom feels that Bezman Hazeh, when the woman's Shchenis knowing she's a Nida, she's not supposed to know when she's a Nida. As I state later on, when it comes to the Tevila, she's required to be master of the Tevila even from the women, not even the men. It's a thing which became lost now in modern America. The women talk about, hey, well, I was in the mikvah last night, and I'm talking to their girlfriends now. It's an Iser. Hashem Tzniyas, even among women. It's an Iser Gomer. He quotes later on in Nechus Tevila. It's an Iser, Hashem Tzniyas. So the one, the neighbors don't know. They have to know for something. They ordinarily don't know. They're not supposed to know. The Mela, the begotten, we don't find it. What do you mean begotten miyuchadim? That means there should be known. Everyone should know. That's what comes from the cigarette. That's what the husband should know. It comes from everyone should know. Who's going to be shechina? That's the source for this din. So it doesn't apply, right? I think that's minig Yisrael as man as that. I don't think they do it. How do they do it? Lani is dead. When I, could be Amro. Therefore, it seems to me that maybe the embarrassment wasn't there in the old days because it was just an Indian of Tumah V'Tara. And it was not, it was more than that. It was a chlor. Everyone had, it was known, it was just one of the givens of that society. Even Pnuyos had to be makbid in Nida. Pnuyos. Not married because of the Tumah V'Tara. So, you know what I'm saying? So it was just part of the society at the time. The woman had, once a month for X amount of days, and that was accepted. It wasn't related directly to a sexual matter. And it applied to Pnuyas too. And then you have Tumah V'Tara. All right, no. So, I imagine some kind of embarrassment there was, no doubt about it. Tumah V'Tara was also an embarrassment. Talk about the people had to leave the base of Mikdash, had to go in the whole sugya there, had to try to run and hide, but sneers, etc. Some level of embarrassment there was, but it wasn't the same level as we have nowadays. When he has died. You have a question? Sneers. None of anybody else's darn business. That's what we call sneers. All right, sneers is very important to do so. Okay. She does it or not. Oh, so then you have to, the Rav Moshe doesn't address this problem. He discusses what would be the din. But he says, nah, no problem. What would be the din if she's embarrassed? Oh, so that's a different question. So, that's a hard question to be machriya. So I would say that we have to try to do is to avoid the situation again. I think a little bit of pikkus, a little bit of cup, you can avoid this problem in nearly all situations. There's one which I'm going to get to in a minute, which is a problem which I'm going to talk about. But then you don't do something so you know, conspicuously. You avoid it. You use a little bit of seichel. You can avoid the situation. Ever, there are ways in which it can be done. There are ways in which it can be done when it should be not so conspicuous. I mean, people who have a picture in all the areas of life, they can figure out a way how to handle this one too. That's all. Oh. But now comes the difficult. There's one case which there's no eight. That's over here in Sivkan Chavdal. Because you can't pass anything. Now, when we used to grow up, there was animal, vegetable, and mineral. There was things and there were people. Right? So over here. L'chein osa l'hoshin es atinok mizel azeh. The opposite, yeah. See, this is the big problem. He quotes, you can't pass a baby for one to someone. This is already a situation which defies pikkus. I mean, pikkus works for the keys and for the pocketbook, whatever. I don't know about a million, but for the baby, you can't. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with the baby? So, one option is simple. Number one, put the baby on the floor. No problem. Put the baby on the floor. I was sitting in a shoe store in Washington Heights many years ago, getting shoes, and there was a couple there, there was a baby, and he was holding the baby, and she had to take the baby. You know, the babies is a lot of tears with babies. There's no chokhmah with babies. What has to be done has to be done and finished. So what he did was, remember, there was a filthy area on the floor, there was all the shoes, and walking back and forth. He took the baby, put the baby on the floor. Then the other half who put it on the floor, another one picked the baby off the floor. Okay. That's one way out. So aside from the fact that there was conspicuous, you don't put babies on the floor. I mean, it's not the keys you can drop for mistake. Not a baby has to show. So aside from the conspicuousness of the situation, this was unhealthy. The baby was Ms. Gola the offer. All right, babies do it all the time. Still, it was enough to be moistened. More dirt than is necessary. Lou, what are you going to do? From the bottom, he quotes Tvor Lahokel called Chai Nosei Es Atzmo. That's unbelievable. Chai Nosei Es Atzmo is a Gemara in the Sech to Shabbos. But, there's no Chiyuv Daraisa like carrying somebody who can kill him with Nosei Es Atzmo. No. What can I tell you? First of all, Wayin and Shmita Pasina. What is the connection between Chai Nosei Es Atzmo, which is Nichol Shabbos, to Hoshata, which is an unrelated thing? It's Amamish. It doesn't make any sense. Then they talk about it as applied to a little baby. The Machlokes HaRishonim. Is Chai Nosei applied to a baby or not? So he says it doesn't. So Tosfos in Rebbe Elazar Milos says it does. By talking about an 8-day old baby. So Rebbe Chaim has a lumdus, and you might make lumdus. It's like a farce. You're applying lumdus to a non-lumdus situation. You make a lumdus. He says, well, he says in the bottom, kola, kafus. Then you don't say Chai Nosei Es Atzmo. Yeah? Because you can't walk. So I'll tell you a Tosfos in Rebbe Elazar Milos. First Tosfos, no? Because it applies to an 8-day old baby. So how can it be? So Rebbe Chaim has a lumdus. So I'll say Rebbe Chaim has a lumdus, b'matar ashata. And hold against the Pchaim, Lamdus, the Yasra Shad. The whole thing is standing on its head. The whole thing is doesn't make too much sense to me, the whole idea of what's going on. But I think it really means here that the who was it, the Tajbeit, who's the one of them, who said, Chai Nosei Es Atzmo, just finding an excuse key was there. What he really wanted to say, like, near Zayti, is that Bishas HaTzchak, which very often is about to fall away, that could, there's some of the sniff we're going to fall by the wayside. I think the first clue is enough. Tzorche Kratin is Tzorche Cheskechola. He's going to call Shabbos in this basis in the Rabbonis, which is a Din Gomer, the Gemara. So here it's not a Din Gomer, it's a Machlokes, which is based on a Diuk. So it's also should be Mutl Tzorchol. But when he has died. All right. I will have to stop here. We didn't get too far. I thought we were going to get much further. We did today. But All right. So you probably won't finish the whole seminary by now. No, you didn't finish. Not yet. So we're both lagging behind. We'll be in it tomorrow. We'll continue the halachos. After the last couple more days, obviously. And after we finish that, we'll go to the time of Tzvil.